Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. I know a lot of you probably up a little later than normal, preparing for the excitement of today, for the festivities, for the cooking and the family gathering. And this morning we're going to try and give you some Christmas folklore and legends and history and information on how this wonderful celebration took place. And if you have any questions, give us a call. George is here, and I'm here, and we will answer those questions for you. The number is 855-660-4261. And if you want to share with us a unique Christmas experience, we'll gladly allow you some time to tell us your story of a Christmas event that is part of your tradition, part of your holiday, part of your celebration. And we will enjoy the morning and try and help you to realize how long this has been going on and what it's all about. Well, it actually got started in the 15th century, and everybody thinks that the Christmas tree originated in Germany. Well, it didn't. The Christmas tree actually started in Estonia, in Latvia, and which is now part of the Soviet Union. And that was during the 15th century, 1510 to 1514. But this is where the tradition of bringing in an evergreen plant got started. It spread quickly into the German territory, but where it got started first in Germany in 1530 was a town called Alsica. And this was a German territory, which is now part of France. And Christmas trees were sold in the Strasbourg market, the marketplace where people would go to purchase their food and meats and fish and household needs. But in 1531, they started to sell evergreen plants. And that was for the very, very first time. But it's part of France, originally Germany at that time. And things progressed in the 16th century because people were cutting trees to bring them in. Many of the German towns started putting ordinances that you could no longer cut a tree and bring it into your home during the Christmas Hanukkah season. There were some exceptions, and the way that they could control the tree being cut, they passed an ordinance. The tree could be no taller than 8 of your footsteps. So if you think back to the 16th century, at the size of the people in those days, in the 16th century, you did not have people 6 foot tall. Most of the people in those days were 4 and a 5 foot tall person was a giant. Very abnormal to see 5 or more foot tall people. Their feet were smaller. So they would take a stick, measure 8 steps on the stick, and they were allowed to cut a tree the length of 8 of their feet, something around 4 to 5 feet in height, and nothing larger. That was the ordinance, to protect the larger trees so they would not go by. But it's changed. In America and across the world, the trees of today are as high as your ceiling and then some. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. George says we have a caller. George, who do we have up first this morning?
That would be Bob in New Hampshire, and he's got a question about a hibiscus.
Bob, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to you.
Yeah, same to you. Hey, do you want a little more on that, or would you rather about my plants?
It's up to you, George. It's your time on the radio this morning.
All right. Well, you know, it's pretty much a proven fact that Christ was born in the summer. And
right.
They adopted Christmas at that time to coincide with the fall solstice. You know, that's a pagan holiday.
Right.
And that's why we Jews adopted Hanukkah also,
mm-hmm.
to have a holiday at the fall solstice.
And it's a wonderful time of the year for you also.
Oh yeah, except winter. I hate winter. I'm looking forward to spring. Now I bought a port of lacquer, which is called Sundial Yellow. It's like a little succulent with a nice little yellow flower.
Right.
And I just brought it indoors. Should I be doing anything else for it to get it through the winter?
Well, the plant is called Portulaca, so you are very, very close, and you're right. It's a succulent type plant. It's also grown by seed. So you'll notice, Bob, that when the flower goes by, it will be like a buttercup type flower, or like a poppy. It's not a ruffle. It's a single flower. It will produce a pod. And in that pod, you will find some seeds. And the Portulaca of today is a hybrid. The old-fashioned Portulaca was a plant that you put into a rock garden. You used it in low borders, and it's still available today in all kinds of colors, and it reseeds like crazy. It's also a plant that thrives in full sun. It will take dryness, where most plants have to have a regular source of water, and that's because of their thick stems, their ability to retain water for such a large period of time. But you can take cuttings, they will root. You can collect the seed pods that form. Now, if you collect the seed pods, what you want to do, Bob, is this. Collect them, put them in a brown paper bag, like a lunch bag, you know, a little brown sack. And as the pod continues to dry, it will explode, and the seeds will go flying everywhere. And that's why you want to put them in a paper bag. If you put them in a plastic bag, it's going to hold moisture. And because the moisture can't escape, the pod won't dry as fast. And in most cases, the pod will actually rot, and the seed won't be any good. So if you see some little pods, and they've gone from green to, oh, kind of a reddish color, burgundy color, and they're beginning to get firm, then you can snap them off, put them in the bag, leave the bag open, and these little black seeds will crack open from it, and you can reseed it. But cuttings may be the easiest. And go down to your local garden center. You can buy some rooting powder and little tinfoil envelopes for $3 or $4, and you'll be able to take about 150 or more cuttings with that. And it really is the best way for you to do that. So either by cuttings or by the seed. Now, if we can help you, the number to call, 855-660-4261.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to all of you joining us this morning. I want to tell you a quick story about these two holidays. Many, many years ago, when I was first working in the nursery, I had two brothers who would come to see me around, probably a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, because they knew that the Christmas trees would be in right around Thanksgiving. And the two of them both had big homes and wanted to look at the biggest Christmas trees that we had, and they had to be first. So they both gave me their phone numbers, and when we were unloading the big Christmas trees off the tractor trailer, I would call them. And wherever they would race down and just about fight to see who would have the biggest and the best Christmas tree for their home. Well, this one year, the brother that got there first did get the best tree. And he decorated it and called me and said, "You need to come and see the tree. How beautiful it is." So on my way home, I stopped by for a few minutes, and I always grew up Catholic and didn't know too much about the Hanukkah celebration. Walked into their home, and they had this magnificent 15-plus foot tall Christmas tree in the middle of their living room, big cathedral ceiling, and I looked at the tree. And besides being decorated with the multicolored lights, multicolored balls, had a lot of blue decorations. And little blue candelabras. Had no idea what that was. They explained that the father had been brought up Catholic and the mother had been brought up Jewish. They got married, and they wanted their children to experience both holidays. And they did. And they decorated the house with both religions at the same time. And it was very, very unique, very beautiful. And it said a lot of the sharing of the two religions, because they both have roots that tie themselves together. But to see the house decorated with both festivals at the same time was truly a beautiful thing. And I hope that There are many of you in the same situation that you do the same thing that this family did. And the children got to experience both holidays at the same time. Now, the tradition of bringing an evergreen into the house dates back to the prehistoric days, believe it or not, and cave paintings have proven it. They found that the prehistoric man, during this time of the year, during the winter solstice, would bring in evergreen branches or an evergreen tree into their cave, and they felt that this celebration that they would do would protect their home and would ensure that when spring arrived, that the vegetation would reappear in the trees because the ground was brown. The trees all looked dead because all the foliage had come off. So they celebrated with evergreen boughs or an evergreen tree for the magical rite to renew the spring. And did you know at about the same time as times grew and civilization became more civilized, that the Catholic Church banned the use of a Christmas tree or evergreens. But the German people would not stand for it. The church finally gave in, and today the Christian church accepts the Christmas tree as a symbol of the holiday. But the caveman did it. That's where it got started. That's how long it's been. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've been giving you some facts about the Christmas tree and some of the legends, and we're going to talk about tinsel, how we got tinsel, how the ornaments got started. We'll tell you about the first president who brought the Christmas tree into the White House, and we'll tell you about the president that banned the use of Christmas trees in America, and a lot more coming up during the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, let me tell you this. The Christmas tree has come a long way. It used to be cut from the top of a tall tree, and the base was sharpened. And they would stick an apple in the base and hang the tree upside down, usually in the corner of the room, and decorate it with strips of colored paper. They would tie nuts. They would tie small apples to it as decorations. And in some of the German homes, these evergreen trees were also hung above the front door to greet guests as they celebrated the season. Some were used in the windows, but most of the 16th century, the trees were hung upside down. Kind of a neat festival in Europe. began in the 16th century, and I wish I had found this earlier so that you could do the same celebration. In Europe, they celebrate St. Andrew's Day. And St. Andrew's Day is November 30th. And the custom in those days in the 16th century was to go out in the forest and cut branches from your wild-growing cherries, whether it was a choke cherry, but any type of a wild cherry. They would cut branches 2 to 3 feet and longer in length, bring them into their warm homes, put them in a deep vase or container filled with water, and by Christmas Day, the flowering cherries would be in bloom for the holiday. So I'm going to make a note of that so that next year in November, I can tell you to do this and you will have a flowering cherry in bloom for your home. Now, the Germans, they decorated their trees a little differently. They used, yes, paper colored, paper strips colored. They used pictures of apples, and small nuts were tied. But as the tradition grew, what they actually would do is they would take small apples and cover them with a tinfoil type material, a gold leaf almost, and cover them so that they would glisten. And they would tie different fruit to the branches that grew native. They also made fresh cookies, covered the cookies with the metal strips or the metal paper to make the tree look more festive. So there, and then as part of the celebration on the January 6th, the paper was removed, the apples, the fruits that were native to that area that they were able to keep over, and even potatoes, small potatoes, were covered with shiny foil to be eaten during the celebration. And the name, the sugar tree, was formed because of the color, because of the covering of the cookies, the breads, the apples, the pears, and any of the native fruits that they were able to keep over the winter. And again, they were all removed from the tree on the 12th night, January 6th, to celebrate the Feast of the Magi in Bethlehem. So they celebrate Christmas tree with the fruit, with the colored paper, and then they would celebrate the Magi by actually eating everything that was on that tree. So there's a lot of stories about the Christmas tree, how it got started. Charles Dickens, in 1850, gave his readers a vivid description of the Christmas season. He was one of the first writers to talk about the holidays. And Christmas tree was never a big custom in England. The Germans brought it to England. They brought it to America. And the reason that it was not a big custom in England early on is because in England, in the 16th and 17th century, the forests were not like they were in Germany. And trees were very, very precious. And people did not cut the tree because they needed the tree for lumber. So evergreens were very, very scarce and not used as part of the ritual. But it was the German people that gave us the table-sized tree. A tree that would fit on a kitchen table, on a dining room table, decorated with strands of berries, with popcorn, with paper ornaments, things that were light, and the presents were placed under it. But in America, the Christmas tree first reached the ceiling. No other country had trees as big as the trees that were used in America. The Christmas trees were also brought in as boughs. They were brought in and tied to a wooden post to create a Christmas tree in some areas. The Christmas tree got its popularity in the United States when George Washington and his troops at Trenton, New Jersey, at Trenton, on Christmas night, 1776, when they crossed over and surprised the German mercenaries. And when they got there, in the tents of the German soldiers that the British had hired to help them fight the War of Independence, they found small evergreen trees decorated in the tents of the Hessian soldiers. So they've come a long way, a real long way compared to what we have today. In Massachusetts, not Pennsylvania, the Christmas tree was distributed. That's where it got started, where it got more popular in the 1830s. The home of the Christmas tree, where most of the Christmas trees went to market, came from the state of Maine. They were brought in to market. And they first came from Maine because they were more available than they were in other cities. So they have, now they are grown all over the world. And it was the balsam fir. That was the number one Christmas tree sold in the early 1800s when trees really became popular. Now, the types of Christmas trees have changed a lot. The Scotch pine was the number one selling Christmas tree in the United States. Back only 20 years ago, 36% of all the Christmas trees sold in America were Scotch pine. Unfortunately for the Scotch pine, there was a fungus that developed. And the Scotch pines of today are very, very few and far apart. Not many are available. Most of them come from the middle part of the country, in the Mississippi area, up into the Great Lakes area. But they were grown in Maine, shipped to Florida, they were grown every place. And a Spanish fungus developed and caused much havoc and the Scotch pine have basically disappeared, and other trees have taken their place. But it used to be 36% of all the trees cut were Scotch pine. The Douglas fir was real big on the West Coast, down south. In New England, 8% of the trees, balsam fir. White pine, 8%. And Fraser fir, 7%. Things have changed a lot in the last 20 years. The Scotch pine has gone from 36% to maybe 4 or 5%. The Douglas fir that was once 20% is in a neighborhood of 30 to 35%. The balsam fir has gone from 8% into the 20s or 30%. White pine has stayed around 8 to 10%. The Fraser fir, that's been a big change from 7% to the 20s and 30s. And on the West Coast, a new tree is used called the noble fir. In Hawaii, they use a tree that we use as a house plant. It's green, it's beautiful, and we'll tell you about it right after this message. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or under watering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Well, good morning, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah to all of you out there listening to us this morning. We've been telling you a little bit about the Christmas tree, how it got started, and I ended by telling you that in Hawaii, because of their climate, no real evergreens grew, and their Christmas tree in the Hawaiian Islands is the Norfolk Island pine, because it is tropical. So some of you that don't like the mess of a Christmas tree may even have a potted Norfolk Island pine decorated with some mini lights, some small ornaments, but that's the official tree of the Hawaiian Islands. And during the early 1900s, one family for every five had a Christmas tree in their house. It was not something that everybody did. And most of the kids had a tree in school, but most of them did not have a tree in their home. So many kids grew up saying that when they would get older, have their own home, they would have a Christmas tree. And the poems that did have them, yes, use paper decorations, use ornaments on them. And a lot of the ornaments that were used in those days were actually little tins. And the tins were filled with cookies, with candies, with sweets for the celebration of the holiday. If you have any stories about Christmas and you'd like to share it with us, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and share some of the information that you've heard about the Christmas season. Coming up, we're going to tell you a lot of really fascinating things. Who do you think was the first president to bring the Christmas tree into the White House? Who do you think is the president that banned or recommended that people not have a Christmas tree in their homes. We'll be telling you about that this morning. If you know, give us a call. 855-660-4261. The president that banned the Christmas tree, his brother eventually became the first Christmas tree grower. He took some of his farmland that was not suitable for crops because of stone, the quality of the soil, and remembered that his brother recommended banning Christmas trees to save our national forests. So his brother decided to take some of his land and grow Christmas trees so that people would not have to go into the national parks and cut the trees down. And it's a custom that took hold, and today we have Christmas tree farms where you can go select a tree, fresh cut, or bring it home. But it got started by a president whose brother banned the Christmas tree. Kind of neat. And the only reason that we were allowed to cut Christmas trees again was this president's two children, the president's sister, smuggled a Christmas tree into the office, into the White House, into the children's closet, decorated it without the president knowing it. Who is it? Call us. 855-660-4261.